producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea. 855-99-7569. This is another one of those really interesting days in history. First of all, this was the day that Benedict Arnold got passed over for promotion. Dun, dun, dun. Never, this is kind of the original disgruntled employee, right? Man, you know, if following the rules doesn't get you anything you want, that's when you decide that the rules don't apply to you.
Right? No kidding.
So we've got a lesson there. We've got another lesson. This is also the day that Aaron Burr was arrested for treason. Now, it's a little different. Aaron Burr, as you may recall from earlier this week, ran against Thomas Jefferson for president, and there was electoral college tie. So by the Constitution, if there's a tie, it goes to the House of Representatives, who elected Thomas Jefferson president and Aaron Burr vice president. I would argue the same rules for Benedict Arnold that applied to Benedict Arnold applied to Aaron Burr, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
I should have been president. Okay, following the rules doesn't help. I think I'll just sort of upend the entire thing. You should go see Hamilton, which I've talked about. It's, and when the Tonys come up this year, I think the Tonys are in June, Hamilton will sweep, as it should. It's terrific. But it's a story of, obviously, Alexander Hamilton and, or as the hats say, Aham, and Aaron Burr, who had very similar backgrounds and were very much friends. But that Aaron Burr was kind of the ultimate bridesmaid in American history. You know, he ran for president, tied, was made vice president, then was tried for treason. He was George Washington's kind of favorite, except then he wasn't because Alexander Hamilton passed over him. And there is a great song in the play Hamilton said, "I want to be in the room where it happens." And to a certain extent, Aaron Burr was never in the room where it happened. He was always at the keyhole. And again, you hear me all the time. I talk about it in a different context. I'm not talking about it in a global political context. I'm talking about it in a personal political context. Politics is just the exercise of power, right? So there's family politics. There's global politics. There's right. Academic politics. There's city politics. And my specialty is obviously interpersonal politics.
Yeah,
but it's the same deal. If the system doesn't serve you, that's when people become saboteurs. If following the rules doesn't work, doesn't get me anything I want, there's no reason to follow the rules. So there you go. This was also the day in 1473 Copernicus was born. I'd like someone to prove that to me. Right? Copernicus, what a great name. Let's see what else we got. Solzhenitsyn was reunited with his family. That's a good one. Let's see, we've got that on this day, Edison patented the photograph. I mean, Edison has got to have, I wonder how many patents, total patents he has. A lot.
I want to say, like, upwards of 100, at least.
I was going to say 300. We should look that up.
Yeah, all right. I'll Google that.
Then Google away. The Donner Party was rescued on this day today. The Donner Party meaning, they're famous. Do you know what the Donner Party is famous for, Blake?
The cannibalism on the trail.
Yeah. Yeah. I had actually met, remember there was a plane crash with Olympic athletes in the Andes about, I guess it was in the 80s, and they were stranded, and they resorted to cannibalism as well to stay alive. And I met one of the survivors. And it was really interesting hearing him talk about it because you'd think it's one of those things that given human beings' objection to that kind of, I mean, for most, in terms of primitive tribes, it was a very common practice. In fact, that's how they discovered Kuru, which is kind of Alzheimer-like brain virus, because in certain African societies, which means at some point every human society, you ate the brain or the heart of or the liver of your enemy to gain their strength or their courage or their knowledge. And that's how they discovered Kuru, because it was cannibalism. But human beings have sort of an aversion to that for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But this guy went on the lecture circuit talking about it, and it was really interesting because he talked about sort of his point was very well taken. He talked about consecrating the host, which is a term that you hear when people talk about communion, the body of Christ. And all of them were Catholics, and that's sort of how they... I'm not sure rationalization is really a fair term, because it implies that there was a conscious decision to divert or I suppose subvert reason to or logic to something else, to emotion. But I mean, first of all, it had to be a very difficult decision. But I mean, if the choice is to live or to die, you don't know what you're going to do. So,
right.
But it was really interesting having him talk about it. Without any. I mean, it's not that there was no shame involved in it. To say it wasn't that he wasn't regretful. I mean, obviously, he'd be regretful that it's the survivor guilt that I survived and someone else didn't. But there was really a sense of a practicality about it that was very interesting. It was interesting to sort of meet him. So. Not one of those things that you think people would necessarily go around talking about, but he did.
Yeah.
This is the day that Tiger Woods apologized for extramarital affairs.
What a day that was.
Yeah, I don't know that it's... Yeah, except if you remember his apology, it wasn't really an apology.
No.
No, he said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Oh, great. Yeah, not great. All right, so I thought what we would talk about today, because... I don't know, because it seems kind of like an interesting kind of day. It's actually a National Tug of War Day. I don't know who decided that, but it seems to me a perfectly good thing. That Virgin Airlines is going to roll out Virgin Galactic, new space tourism rocket plane. Would you go to outer space if you had a choice?
Absolutely.
I think I would,
not
too.
A
In
question.
Fact, I wanted to be on the space program. I, at one point, helped design one of the cameras for extravehicular activity.
Cool.
It was really fun. And at one point, I thought I was really had a chance of going because I was the only one who could get my hand inside the camera, inside the aperture. But they just decided to widen the aperture. Right. In retrospect, I'm a little claustrophobic, and if you've ever, more than maybe a little, if you've ever gone to the Smithsonian and seen the size of those space capsules.
Oh, yeah, they're tiny.
And the astronauts were tiny as well. They were not
right.
Big strapping. I mean, you know, we're used to seeing big strapping guys with the right stuff. They were not. They had the right stuff, but they were not big or strapping. They were relatively
right,
short
like
and compact.
Ben Affleck actors and stuff.
No, yeah, they were not. They were much more Alan Ladd than, who was what, 5'3 or something?
Right.
Than Tom Hanks, but what can I tell you? All right, so I thought what we would talk about today, among other things. Oh, in fact, today we've got Broken, Let's Fix It, which hopefully you guys will just love. It kind of fits in with today of being both going forward and backward and people who can't quite beat the system, so sort of decide, if not to subvert it, at least to find their own way. It's called Gored, and it's a documentary about the bullfighter, the Toreador, who was the most gored man in history. And you think, why would you want to brag about that? Well, you're going to find out why you brag about it. And the bullfighting, you could say, well, why is a psychologist talking about bullfighting? Well, for a bunch of reasons. First of all, because it's really not about bullfighting, although it is a little bit. But bullfighting is one of those intersections of modern sensibilities and tradition, which I find fascinating, of changing mores and changing levels of acceptability. So that's number one. But even more importantly, what happens if you have a family tradition? I mean, we're all used to the Eli and Peyton Manning story and Archie Manning story, but what happens when your dad was Horace Manning? I know you're saying, who's Horace Manning? That's exactly my point. So it should be kind of an interesting, it also, believe it or not, has to do with Rocky and Sylvester Stallone, who is now a 20-1 odds favorite to win Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars. So as you guys know, I'm really good at mashing up old and new. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I have two Blake-isms. The first is Blake shared, we were talking about math, and I'll tell you why we're talking about math in just a minute. And Blake said, oh, yeah, and then I said, no, you're off by an order of magnitude. And Blake said, adorably enough, he said, you know, I was the crossover generation between people who could actually do math and people who had smartphones who had really sophisticated calculators. And, you know, I think he's right. Where there's going to be generations of kids who could not do math. And shoe store or at a restaurant or something where the computer isn't working, and so they can't calculate like the sales tax or something or the bill.
Yeah.
And I just do it, and people are just sort of dazzled by it. And it's, I mean, first of all, I've always liked numbers and I've always liked math, but mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that I can actually do it, it's getting to be a lost art, like calligraphy or something.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, I remember when I would bring my algebra homework home, for example, they had problems that would be more practical, like based on how much change do you give, what's the,
right,
you know,
right.
Where ours, it's more, I don't want to say college level, but it's more kind of just
Delta
solve
X.
The problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The practicality of it, it's just the ability to manipulate numbers. Then one of the things that I was taught in algebra, which I guess gets back to somewhat of your parents' thing, is one of the reasons that you know algebra is that you can figure out how much you're paying per ounce or per pound for something, so you can comparison shop. You can figure out which is the better deal. Is it, does buying the bigger box actually save you any money or not?
Right.
And unless you know algebra, you can't, or a vision, you really can't do that. So it's computers are great until they don't function, and then we're just kind of helpless wandering around saying, oh, I can't do your bill because the computer's down. I'll do it. And then they don't quite trust you because
right.
they figure, well, if you're really doing it, you're just really going to give up. And of course, I wouldn't do that. I mean, all right, so that's Blakeism number one. All right, so but that Blake and I were both feeling, and because this is Thomas Alva Edison, who's from New Jersey, as was Benedict Arnold. Aaron Burr was actually born in the Caribbean, but Benedict Arnold was actually born in New Jersey. I just thought you'd want to know that. That Thomas Alva Edison had, we tried to figure out how many patents he had, because I said he must have a lot. And we were right. He has the, how many patents does he have?
All total, including U.S. and international, he has 2,332 patents in his name.
Okay. Which makes him number two in the world.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, tell the person who has the most patents.
As of, I believe it's July 7th, this gentleman surpassed Edison, and I'm going to butcher this name, but I'll do my best. Shunpei Yamazaki has a total of 4,063 patents in his name.
And so he's number one, and Edison's number two.
Correct.
Now, if I would guess, does he work for Sony or something like that?
It just says...
We don't know.
Yeah, it just says he's a computer inventor.
Yeah,
he
no
worked
question.
A lot in solid state physics and computer technology.
Yeah. No question. I mean, the combination of the number of patents, the fact that when he surpassed it, and his surname would sort of indicate that he probably works in computers. So
right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But Edison being number two in the world.
That's impressive.
Amazing. All righty. So now we know that. All right. So I thought what we would talk about today, because we are, well, two things. One of the things we put up on Facebook today, Justice Scalia is lying in state I think it's at the Supreme Court, although they said the Rotunda, which is not the Supreme Court, but it's the Capitol. So I don't know where, I suppose we could look that up. But anyway, he's being, his life is being celebrated today. And Harper Collins, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, died last night. So she's being mourned today. And so what I thought we would put up, because whenever I hear, you know, people saying, oh, well, he was a stalwart defender of the Constitution, and presumably people may have said that to him when he was alive, but every time I go to a funeral or every time I read a sort of homage to somebody, I think, why didn't you say when they were alive? So I thought we'd put up on Facebook, what would you like your obituary to read? What would you like your homage to be, your epitaph to be? And nobody is allowed to put up, see, I told you I was sick. All right? No one's allowed to do that. It's just not okay. All righty. So I thought we would talk, because we've been talking so much about people distrusting the government, that I thought what we would do is talk about what government agency do you trust? Or I think we would we say institution or agency or group that you trust implicitly?
Yeah, agency or groups.
All right. So, and we said why. Look, folks, whenever we put something up on Facebook, please be don't say things like, my mom, all right? Or if you're going to say your mom, you have to say why your mom. Because she taught me that whatever she said was true. All righty, let's see what people... Is there anybody that you trust implicitly? We also talked yesterday about a charity that was voted one of the first, the two worst charities in the United States in terms of it only gave 2 cents on every dollar to what they said they were doing, right. The rest they pocketed. So, is there anybody that you trust implicitly? Any group or agency?
You know,
agency?
That's I was thinking about this actually earlier, and I find that it's easier to trust, I guess, implicitly individuals rather than like an organization. So, like, for example, I'm a believer that the government, for example, is generally out for my best interest, but I don't believe I can trust them all the time. You know what I mean? Whereas, say...
So you're saying in general.
Right. In general, I can trust, but implicitly, it's too hard to say that I would always trust, you know?
So you're saying, is there anybody that you would blanket trust?
My fiance, I guess. She, but then again, that's cheating, like you said.
It's supposed to be, agency or group. I hear that individuals, presumably, most of us have somebody in our life that we'll trust, or at least we'll trust in certain areas.
I would have to say, as far as a group, I would have to say, like, where I work here, as well as my other job. I work at a live venue. The staff there has always seemed to look for my best interest and has never really
tried
to, you know, even if...
Throw you under the bus.
Right. You know, if a schedule change happens, they make sure that I can handle it and they make sure that we can work it out. So I guess as far as an organization, my two places of employment would be it.
That's great. That's really nice to hear. I'm just trying to... you're going to have to come back to me, I'm afraid, on this, of whom I trust. I mean, because part of it is, it's not that I distrust people, it's that I trust them until there's a reason not to.
Right.
So that kind of implies a wariness, I guess, which is not... You know, I don't feel it as much as sort of... I'm aware intellectually that it occurs, that I'm willing to trust people until there's a reason not to. Which almost by definition means that you don't completely trust.
Right, yeah.
And I've decided the internet is a great place to buy things, but a very bad place if you need any customer service in general.
Yeah, that's the drawback.
I think everybody agrees with that,
that's
right?
That's the drawback, I guess, for the price.
All right, 855-993-7569. I'm the trustworthy Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Dr. Joy. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Such a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
My problem really is this, and it's just really a question for you. I just don't get the paunch stuff. You know, I mean, I have an incredibly wonderful sex life, and, you know, I'm not even talking about the marriage part. I'm talking about the sex part. But, you know, and a couple of months ago, I we'd actually watch it together. And, I have no problem with it. I'm not, you know, a prude when it comes to it. But then, you know, I noticed that all of a sudden he started watching it online and stuff. And it's really upsetting to me.
Okay.
You know, and he said he wouldn't do it. You know, he understood that it was inappropriate and he, you know, he actually said it wasn't bad sex. It, you know, it was just curiosity or whatever. And
let me ask you.
Let
me ask you a couple things. How long have you been married?
9 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 50.
How old is he?
63.
Has he ever had any problem with impotence?
No, nothing at all. No.
Good. Okay. How often do the two of you have sex?
I'd say at least 4 times a week.
Wow.
Whenever he wants it, you know. I have no problem with it, you know. I'm always game.
Good for you. and good for your marriage.
Yeah.
Right, let me tell you, let me do two things for you. Let me give you from the man's point of view about porn, because I don't know very many women who think porn is a great idea. Some are willing to watch it with their man, but, you know, I think we've just been socialized so differently. And for us, sex is always about, or almost always, about emotions and connection and feelings. Mm-hmm. And for guys, they really can make a distinction that I think is very difficult for most women, to make the distinction between, mm-hmm. I'm not even talking about love and lust, I'm just talking about emotion and organ pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And for us...
actually said that, it just sounds naive for me to say, but he actually said that he didn't do it to get a hard on, or I'm sorry to say that.
That's okay.
To arouse himself or...
Well, why does he do it then?
It didn't turn him on. It just something he felt... He actually felt he was a little bit out of control with it.
Okay.
It's so unlike him.
That's a different thing. All right. Let's look at three different things. All right. Number one, I think he's not being completely honest with you or with himself, number one. Number two, there's a terrific movie that I think comes out next week, either next week or the following week, called Don John.
Yeah, that's
about
what
pornography.
Makes
it for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, for me, as a woman, it was the most helpful information that's presented. It's not a documentary. It's got Hollywood stars in, including Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. About why men look at porn. And bottom line is, it's just easy. They don't have to talk to you. They don't have to worry about your pleasure. They don't have to do anything except focus on themselves. That's it. And, I mean, to a certain extent, I think if we think about men and porn in the same way we think about romance novels, that it becomes very similar. In a romance novel, you don't have to make him breakfast, you don't have to make the bed, you don't have to smell his breath. You can just get off on the fantasy of he's treating you like a princess, or that he wants to ravish you, but he's respectful. I mean, all the kind of nutty sort of fantasies that women indulge in as opposed to that men indulge in. All right, so number one, go see Don John, maybe together, because I think it was just hugely eye-opening and funny and interesting for me as a woman. Plus, it's a good movie. Number two, and there is some pornography in it. Number two, I think your husband is not being completely honest with you. But number three, I think he is telling you something that's troubling to him. Tell me a little, is he retired? I'll tell you what, let me ask you.
No, he has a very, very busy job.
Do you know how often he watches porn? Or under what circumstances?
The funny part is, it was really the most strangest thing. I mean, he had one of those iPads.
Yeah.
In bed, and I must have been sleeping and woke up, and he must have fell asleep, and I saw it on the iPad, and I'm like, what the, you know, and I yeah. woke him up, I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I'm right here, you know, I just didn't get it. And,
well,
and
but
that was the first time. And
then, how long ago was that?
That was about, I'd say about 6 months, and the second time was a very inappropriate time, and I was like, you know, I was on the next couch, and there was somebody else on the couch, and that probably couldn't see the screen. But even to take a chance like that, in just such an inappropriate time, that's why I'm saying it wasn't like an arousal. It couldn't have been, because he wouldn't have been doing it with that person. You know, he was just probably passing the time. Well, that's what he said, passing the time. I mean, this is a guy who's an avid reader and reads every paper in the world and every book in the world, and I mean, he's got a lot of, you know, it's like.
Have you asked him if he's willing to try to do something? First of all, I think he's not being... I don't think he's intentionally lying to you. I think he's not being honest with himself.
I think, well, he admitted after that inappropriate time with somebody sitting there, I was devastated. And, you know, he was scared because I was really beyond upset. And, you know, and he said, oh, it's, you know, I don't know why, it's stupid, it's, you know, I think I have a problem.
All right,
and
well, is he willing to go talk with somebody about it? Well, is he willing to go talk with somebody about it? Because I don't think it has ended.
I think I let it go, and he said that was the end of it. And just
right.
The problem is it's
not the end of it for you. Do you have any indication that he's resumed the behavior?
I don't think in the same way, but I had seen some things.
All right. There are a number of ways of looking at this. Number one, is it troublesome for him? And obviously, it's not that troublesome or he'd stop. All right, so the issue is, how troublesome is it for you? And if he's willing, I mean, there, one way of looking at it is saying, look, it doesn't really impact our life. It's just one of the imponderables, and as long as he doesn't do it in front of me or inappropriately, I don't care. And that's, I mean, I think that's a viable position. On the other hand, you may, if you care, then I think we do something about it, because and their number, look, he's doing it for a limited number of reasons. To say it's not for arousal is ridiculous. He may not be masturbating, but it is for, I mean, because why would you look at porn? There's no plot there. I mean, it's ridiculous. To say he's not looking at it for arousal is a lie. It's just a lie, and it's a stupid lie. So either he's saying, I'm doing it because I can't sleep at night, or I'm angry with Denise, or, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I want to make sure, I figure if I don't use it, I'll lose it, and I, you know, I don't feel like we can have sex more than four times a week. There's something underlying this that has to do with his sense of the world, and whether he's using it as a stress reliever, or he's mad at you, or he's trying to be boyish and see what he can get away with, or he's worried about his failing potency. I mean, something is going on here. The point is, we need to differentiate whether what's bothering him and what's bothering you. If it's bothering him, he needs to do something about it, and you don't need to be his mom about it. If it's bothering you, then you need to tell him, it's bothering me. You know, go do something about it. You know, it's impacting my sex life. Well, then tell him. Say, look, I talked to Brown about it. Let him listen to the podcast and figure out what it is that you at least need an explanation. And him saying, well, I'm not doing it for stimulation is crap.
That sort of sticks in my head a little bit, or I guess a couple, is that he's in a high-stress job. And it may have been that this is a habitual behavior that started when he was much younger, when his parents would yell at him or when he had an exam the next day. And this was a way of him calming himself down, so enough maybe he could study or go to sleep or whatever. But again, you don't want to be his therapist. You don't want to be his mom. You don't necessarily want to know about his sex life that doesn't relate to you personally, because it will undermine. You don't want him to be making love with you and thinking, well, is this an alternative because are we only having sex because he's worried about his job? Or would he rather, should I not be too demanding because if I am, then he'll decide that he'd rather look at porn? I mean, you could see it's undermining your sense of comfort with him and with your sex life. And I think that's what I would say to him. I don't want to be your mom. I don't necessarily want to know the specifics about why it is that this has become a habitual behavior that seems a bit out of control to you. I mean, if you do it in front in an inappropriate situation, it does sound to me that there's that sense of getting away with something, of being a naughty boy. But again, you don't want to be his therapist. You don't want to be his mom, because that's not a sexy role. But the question is, what is, you know, how much is this behavior costing you? And I think that's what you need to emphasize to him. Not that you think it's wrong or crazy or even that you don't understand it, although not understanding it is one thing, but that it's undermining your sense of comfort in your sex life with him and your perception of him and your respect for him. And he doesn't necessarily have to explain it to you, but either has to explain it to you in a way that makes sense to both of you, or he has to stop doing it. And it does sound that it is a mixed, to say mixed bag is probably not exactly the right term, but there is an approach avoidance that obviously he's doing it because it feels good. I don't know what the no arousal thing could possibly mean. Except when he says arousal, what he's talking about is it's not necessarily a turn on, that it doesn't engage him emotionally. But it obviously engages him physically, or he wouldn't do it. And again, he's not looking at cute little baby kittens or pictures of a sunset. He's looking at porn. So to say it doesn't have anything to do with arousal, define arousal, baby cakes. All right, so clearly it is an issue with both of you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're talking about trust and the idea not, and I think Blake pointed out something which is absolutely true, is it's much easier to trust individuals than groups of individuals. But what we're talking about, since we seem to be living in the land of the paranoid these days and we really don't trust agencies or groups very much. I thought I'd ask the musical question of, we're all clear that whom we don't trust, but is there anybody that you do trust? And so let's see what people said.
Yeah, so first up we have Doug, and Doug says, the Salvation Army, they seem to practice what they preach.
Okay, good.
Next up here we have Katie saying, until recently, the water department was trusted implicitly. Since the recent Flint, Michigan lead contamination scandal and the disregard for public safety, that implicit trust was foolish. Where did all the 2008 infrastructure money go?
Well, it's not only 2008 infrastructure, but if you live in New York, which I do most of the time, the money for September 11th, I mean, there are all sorts of, you know, it's as someone was asking about yesterday in one of the program director questions, why does power corrupt? And certainly one of the things that is very corrupting is money. Yep. And large amounts of money. And the most... innocent people seem to be able to be corrupted by power and fame and money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe just part of the human psyche, which is really alarming. Maybe everybody in Congress should take a vow of poverty, if not chastity.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just the idea, the mentality that it brings. Like what?
Well, it's a sense of entitlement,
right?
That and isolation. I talked about it at great length yesterday. All right, so we've got the Water Commission. It turns out that Flint was paying one of the highest water bills of anybody in the country, if not the highest. And they're saying it's going to take decades for this thing to literally wash out. Okay, I know, it's an awful story. All right, what else we got?
All right, this one from Jamie says, I trust implicitly that the driver's on the other side of the dividing line. Unless those drivers are self-medicating, then I trust my airbag. Wait, then I hope that airbag is not on the recall list.
Oops.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We trust things like, I had the experience last weekend as I was out for a walk, and there was a stop sign. I was walking, and the stop sign, this person was at a stop sign, had stopped. I started to cross the intersection, and he nearly hit me. And it was not, and when I, you know, and I said, what? And I think he wasn't on his phone. He was old.
Okay.
But that was a really scary thing because it wasn't like I was, I've been known to jaywalk. I am somewhat irresponsible about that. And there are times where I do stupid things. This was not one of them. This one, I was on foot. It was clear. He had stopped. It was clearly my right of way. I was like one step into the intersection. He started up and he wasn't jamming or anything. I think he literally either wasn't paying attention or literally didn't see me, which is terrifying. And it was very scary because you can't believe that somebody is actually going to hit you with their car under those circumstances.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like they were moving or speeding or the light was yellow. It was none of the above. It was a really scary thing, but it made me believe that I believed in stop signs. Apparently misplaced. Okay, so Jamie, I think, has a tongue firmly in cheek, but good point. I mean, and it does point out that the assumptions we make about safety and that you'll stay. Remember the Woody Allen movie? I think was it Sleepers? Maybe no, I think it was Annie Hall, where he's in a car with Christopher Walken, and Christopher Walken is taking him to the airport. And he says, every once in a while, have you ever thought about just turning the wheel into oncoming traffic? You trust the person. I think we trust cab drivers to a certain extent, which
right.
is maybe yeah. misplaced.
I mean, I think it goes back to what you said.
Bus drivers.
You know, the whole, you trust until they break.
Until there's a reason not to.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then keep going.
We have Petra says, nope, not a one.
Whoa, Petra. All right.
On my boat. Diane says the World Animal Protection left a link for anyone who's interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's good to have some charities that we really can trust.
Right.
I mean, I trust. I do some work with Food Bank and with Salvation Army and with Habitat and with City Harvest, and you know, I give the money. I lend my name. I lend my sweat sometimes, but it and I think that they do a good job. Trust them implicitly. I don't even know what that would mean. Do I investigate their finances? No.
Right.
I trusted my alma mater and I gave them some money and they lost it, I don't think it was malfeasance. I think it was sloppiness. But when you give people money, you don't really want them to lose the money.
And yeah.
All right, keep going.
Last one here is from Ellen. Helen says, hospice. Thank God for hospice.
Hospice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hospice is an organization, and to my knowledge, I've never read anything bad about them, which is, I would agree with Helen. It's a difficult job. It's a burnout job. It started really in the UK, as far as I know, and is now worldwide of dealing with end-of-life issues and in a humane way of making care palliative when there is no longer hope of cure. If you have an elderly family member, or you, in fact, mm-hmm. are in a situation where you feel it, because it's not necessarily elderly, it's just it's in stage of life. And there are homes that are self-contained. There was just a movie with Toni Collette about one, but there also can be home visits, and it is an organization that is truly can make end of life much more dignified than it used to be, and I think one of the reasons for it, I suppose, in the UK, where they've got socialized medicine, is it's much less expensive than keeping somebody in hospital and keeping them alive for no particular reason,
right.
As opposed to this isn't euthanasia, but it's in much less medically sophisticated areas, because the idea is not cure, it's just comfort, and quite often much easier for the family, much easier for the patient, much easier all the way around. And so that's a good recommendation and a good reminder. Remember in the old days we used to trust doctors and lawyers and police and clergy and I'm not sure. Remember in those good old days? And they were, to a certain extent, they're a lot of the things that we've discovered, politicians,
right.
We discovered that it was misplaced trust even then. But if you don't know, you don't know. And I think we didn't ask as many questions. There was less information, less intrusion, less communication, and maybe a simpler, not necessarily a better world, but maybe easier. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.